Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Your mental condition. It is 78 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Eight people still recovering in Boulder, Colorado, and police have a 45-year-old man in custody for allegedly throwing a makeshift flamethrower at them. The suspect yelling "Free Palestine" at the people who had been gathered there, calling for the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza. ABC News contributor Brad Garrett, a former FBI agent, says it's still early in the investigation.
I think the simplistic term, it's a hate crime. I'm not sure why the Boulder police are not calling it that, but this looks like a case that I'm going to guess the FBI will probably take the lead.
Two people are still hospitalized in critical condition. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says at least 31 people were killed at an aid site when Israeli troops opened fire. The IDF soldiers say they fired into the air. Ukraine launching a massive drone offensive deep into Russian territory. The surprise attack said to have been planned for at least 18 months. This is ABC News. After weeks of delays caused by communications failures, air traffic control shortages, and construction on one of the main runways, Newark Airport is a little bit better today. The construction work is done, a good thing for this traveler to hear.
A lot of my family members were like, just worried for me coming to this airport.
That runway had been shut down for weeks, but today planes have been taking off and landing from it without any serious problems. A toddler wasn't seriously hurt, but sure did surprise a whole lot of people when he climbed onto the baggage carousel and went for a ride.
The two-year-old going through the conveyor system, climbing over bags, passing inside an X-ray machine, and finally down a ramp into a large baggage screening room where TSA agents found him and called for help. He suffered cuts to his arm and a fractured hand.
ABC's Gio Benitez. That also happened at Newark Airport in 2019. Another youngster went through the conveyor system but was not hurt. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important, and you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. With hazy sunshine, it's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast for this afternoon calls for hazy sunshine, breezy and warmer than normal with a high of 85, south-southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by midday in a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, with northerly winds at 7 miles per hour, it's 79 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions, come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Good afternoon. It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. State Republicans are proposing an increase in state payments to individual municipalities to cover the expenses of providing services like fire, law enforcement, and sanitation to state buildings. Governor Tony Evers included a $17 million increase for the Municipal Services Payments Program in his proposed biennial state budget, but Republican lawmakers are proposing a $31 million increase. They say that individual municipalities should not be on the hook to provide services to the state without proper financial reimbursement. Republican lawmakers are proposing legislation to make it easier to bring election complaints to court if dismissed by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The bill would make changes to current state law, allowing anyone who appeals a commission decision to have legal standing to bring the complaint to court. The move comes after the Wisconsin Supreme Court dismissed a 2022 lawsuit challenging the use of a mobile voting van in Racine, ruling that Racine County Republican Party Chair Kenneth Brown did not have legal standing to bring the suit. Department of Safety and Professional Services officials say Wisconsin residents could see additional delays to licensing and professional credentials after state Republicans voted to renew only five of the agency's 29 temporary positions. On Thursday, the Budget Writing Committee voted to renew five of the positions in the agency's call center and none of the license processing staff positions. Governor Tony Evers had previously called for replacing those temporary positions with 24 permanent positions in his biennial budget proposal. State Democrats have introduced legislation to amend language in the state constitution to better reflect the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized gay marriage. In addition to further solidifying the legalization of gay marriage in the state, lawmakers have also introduced the Marriage and Family Equality Act. That legislation is meant to update the language in state laws surrounding same-sex marriage and parental rights, making them more gender neutral. The bills are currently being circulated for co-sponsorship in the state legislature. Congressman Mark Pocan and local Democratic lawmakers held a town hall at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire on Saturday. During the town hall, Congressman Pocan broke down a number of the provisions in the budget bill passed by the House last week, warning of significant cuts to health care and food assistance programs. State Representative Jody Emerson highlighted concerns about the state biennial budget process, saying it is also impossible to plan the budget when lawmakers don't know what level of funding Wisconsin will receive under the new federal budget. Appearing on WISN 12's Upfront program, Senator Ron Johnson called for the maximum sentence for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
If the facts bolster it, and sure looks like she obstructed justice, she ought to really be sentenced to the maximum sentence.
Judge Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented migrant escape ICE agents. Dugan has pleaded not guilty and is asking for the case to be thrown out, citing judicial immunity. A coalition of over 130 former judges have filed a brief supporting her, saying the prosecution threatens judicial independence.
The union representing striking nurses at a Madison hospital has reached tentative agreement with management. The Service Employees International Union Wisconsin strike began Tuesday and was set to end Sunday morning. Officials with Meritor Unity Point Health announced the pending agreement in a statement Saturday. SEIU said wage increases and what it termed historic contract language were achieved through the strike. A Meritor nurse who was a member of the union bargaining team said management has agreed to address key safety and security concerns. Two Wisconsin counties and two cities are among hundreds of local governments listed as sanctuary jurisdictions by the Trump administration. Officials in Madison and Milwaukee said it's unclear what landed them on the Department of Homeland Security list. Both vote heavily Democratic and have significant immigrant communities, but neither has any sort of formal declaration as a sanctuary city. Dane County and Shawano County in northeastern Wisconsin are also on the list. The Shawano County administrator said its inclusion must have been a mistake. Shawano County voted 67% for President Donald Trump in 2024. The list of more than 500 sanctuary jurisdictions no longer appears in the Department of Homeland Security's website after receiving criticism for including localities that have actively supported the Trump administration's hardline immigration policies. The department last week published the list of the jurisdictions. It said each one would receive formal notification that the government has deemed them uncooperative with federal immigration enforcement and whether they're believed those jurisdictions to be in violation of any federal criminal statutes. The list was published Thursday on the department's website. By Sunday, there was a page not found error message in its place. U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden highlighted federal agricultural policy during a visit Thursday to Foremost Farms cheese plant in Lancaster. The visit came roughly a week after the U.S. House of Representatives passed a budget reconciliation package known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which includes several provisions impacting the dairy industry and broader agricultural policy. The bill now awaits consideration in the Senate. Addressing trade policy from President Donald Trump's administration, Van Orden acknowledged the uncertainty Wisconsin farmers have experienced, but argued that tariffs are a necessary tool to secure better trade agreements for U.S. agricultural exports. He pointed to India, which imposes tariffs of 30% to 60% on imported dairy products, and Canada, which only allows tariff-free U.S. dairy imports up to a quota established in a 2018 trade deal. Iowa County is receiving external assistance after a cyber attack was discovered on April 28th. The county has hired a vendor to help restore its land record system and search functionality. According to a statement on the Iowa County website, this is a time-intensive effort involving the review of over 1 million images. We are working diligently to bring the system back online as quickly and safely as possible. While a full restoration will take time, officials expect to have a clearer timeline in the coming days as the vendor completes its assessment. Ongoing updates will be posted on the Iowa County website. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 7.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.96 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 1.5 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 36.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.61 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.39 a gallon, a difference of 78 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.09 a gallon today. The national average is down 6.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 41 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 2.4 cents in the last week and stands at $3.46 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, "The national average price of gasoline has continued its gentle descent over the last week, with the most notable decline seen in the Great Lakes region, where a minor refinery issue was resolved, sending wholesale gas prices lower." He added, "We're also beginning to see prices retreat in California, a trend that should soon extend across much of the West Coast as additional gasoline shipments from Asia help offset recent refinery disruptions. While gasoline inventories remain somewhat tight heading into the summer, I'm optimistic that increased refinery output could pave the way for further price declines. That said, any unexpected outages could still cause short-term price bumps." Harley layoffs are coming. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Harley-Davidson will lay off factory workers in the Milwaukee area this month as the company faces what is called a softer-than-expected market. In February, Harley reported a 40% drop in motorcycle revenue and shipped 39% fewer bikes compared to last year. An ATV crash has claimed another life. Dennis L. McCarville, 77, of Mineral Point, was operating a four-wheeler on a steep hillside while spraying weeds when the vehicle overturned and came to rest on top of him Friday afternoon. The Iowa County Dispatch received a 911 call reporting the rollover around 305 on County Line Road in the town of Waldwick. The Hollandale Fire Department, Hollandale First Responders, Mineral Point EMS, and Blanchardville Fire EMS arrived on scene. Greene County EMS assisted by providing advanced paramedic level care. Despite resuscitation efforts, Dennis McCarville was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County coroner. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is leading the ongoing investigation into the cause of the crash. A one-vehicle rollover crash resulted in injury. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of the crash in the township of North Lancaster Friday afternoon around 2:50. When a deputy arrived on scene, they learned Michael Tillotson, 51 of Bagley, was traveling northbound on Govia Road when he failed to negotiate a curve in the road. The vehicle went off the roadway and struck a line of round bales, causing the vehicle to roll and come to rest on its roof on top of the round bales. Tillotson was injured in the crash and initially transported to Grant Regional Health Center by Lancaster EMS and was then transported to UW Health in Madison by Iowa Air Care. As a result of the crash, Michael Tillotson was cited for OWI, second offense, failure to maintain control, and operating while suspended. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Lancaster Fire and EMS. A person was injured in a motorcycle crash Sunday afternoon. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the crash on Clyde Road in the township of Clyde around 1:40. The Lone Rock Fire Department, Lone Rock EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. UW MedFlight landed near the accident scene and transported one occupant to a Madison hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. A semi-truck carrying a load of eggs crashed Wednesday evening on State Highway 80 near Aid Road, just north of Highland, according to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. The crash triggered a major cleanup operation, with officials estimating the effort would take approximately 10 hours to complete. The driver sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries and was transported by emergency medical services for treatment. The Wisconsin State Patrol, along with multiple other agencies, responded to the scene and assisted with the cleanup and investigation. A Grant County man has been sentenced to 9 months in jail after leading law enforcement on a pursuit while driving a tractor towing a disc plow. Chad Klein, 48, of Cassville, was recently sentenced by Grant County Circuit Judge Craig Day following a jury trial in which he was found guilty of resisting, failing to stop, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Klein will serve 6 months of his sentence in jail, with the remaining 3 months served under release privileges for work, school, or other approved activities. The charges stem from a June 10th incident in which Grant County Sheriff's deputies attempted to stop Klein while he was operating a tractor. Instead, he led officers on a 5-mile chase before stopping at a farm in Glenhaven Township, where he then tried to flee on foot before being apprehended. The jury acquitted him of a separate charge of disorderly conduct. It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Vernon County received a FEMA grant for upgrades. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Prepare for the upcoming season with the Ready and Rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. You can benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc blind disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. Vernon County has received a $255,500 grant to install new emergency backup power generators at three critical county facilities. This grant is funded through the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program and administered by Wisconsin Emergency Management. FEMA will cover 75% of the project cost, WEM will cover 12.5%, and Vernon County will cover the required local match of 12.5%. The grant funds will allow the county to install a new generator at Vernon Manor, one at the Erlinson Building, and one to serve the Courthouse Annex and Banta Buildings. The current generators at these sites were installed in 2000 and have exceeded their useful lifespan. These critical facilities rely on emergency backup power to remain operational during a power outage caused by extreme weather events and other uncontrollable conditions. In addition to reducing the risk of operational failure, the new generators will offer more fuel efficiency and reduce the need for repairs, both of which will result in cost savings for the county. Vernon County is accepting proposals from licensed electricians to conduct this work. Proposals are due June 27th. More information can be found at vernoncountywi.gov. For more information or questions about this project, contact Amy Oliver, Community Development Director, at 608-637-5379. Inquiries about the proposals can be directed to Phil Hewitt, Highway Commissioner and Building Supervisor, at 608-637-5452. June is Men's Health Month. Celebrated annually, Men's Health Month provides an opportunity to raise awareness of a wide variety of health issues that disproportionately affect men and boys, including diabetes, heart disease, certain mental health conditions, and prostate, testicular, and colon cancer. Dr. Will Klein is with the Amplify Health by Gunderson.
It's important for guys to know that it is a lot better to be kind of preventative and prophylactic, you know, trying to get on top of things early. I think sometimes we're sort of socialized and grow up with this idea that, like, you know, you should tough it out or walk it off. If it's not broke, don't fix it. All these kind of adages, but I think there might be a time and place for those. And yeah, maybe with the, if you just have a little cold, you might get better, but I think you also have to listen to your body. And sometimes you also just need to come in when you're feeling fine, because that's how we find out, hey, you have mildly high blood pressure. And if it's like this for decades, it's going to shave years off your life for sure. But if we can kind of treat it a lot sooner, it can make a big difference. So I think the biggest message is, like, you should think about this, even if you feel fine, and just look into what can I do to optimize my health now.
Seeing a primary care provider every year for a physical and checkup, even if you're feeling well, provides a vital opportunity to uncover potential problems that need attention.
There are some things that you might not really even think about that we're thinking about when you come in for one of those, you know, from checking your weight, checking your blood pressure, stuff like that. If it's fine, we might not necessarily even really talk about it in too much depth. We're also talking through your family history, because depending on, you know, if dad had colon cancer at 45, like, that's going to impact when you need to start getting screened. Or if so-and-so had some other disease, it's going to impact, it might give us extra insight into, like, you know, maybe some mild symptoms that you've been having but haven't really thought about. So we're looking at those things. We're talking about other things that really impact health, like smoking, alcohol use, you know. A lot of people might be like, well, quitting smoking isn't on my radar, so I don't even need to talk about it. But if we do at least briefly talk about it, I can tell you, like, hey, you know, there's some really easy meds, but, like, hey, give it a shot, you know? Or maybe you had a bad experience with something previously and there's something else that you'd like to try. So some of those relatively simple things can be really important, especially when they kind of compound over years of potentially getting a lot of interventions or a lot of help sooner for issues that kind of add up.
Checkups and screenings can provide earlier detection, which may allow for easier treatment. Depending on age and medical history, common screenings include high blood pressure or high cholesterol, certain types of cancer, sexually transmitted diseases, diabetes, and mental health conditions like depression. Men's Health Month, going on throughout June, provides Wisconsinites the opportunity to increase their awareness of men's health issues, work to increase access to quality health care and health education, eliminate existing disparities in health outcomes that men face, and support the health and well-being of Wisconsin's male population to ensure every person has the opportunity to lead a full and healthy life. The Music in the Parks, presented by the Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forest Concert Series, kicks off Wednesday with Spunky Bumpkins performing at Sidey Hollow County Park. The free, family-friendly series will feature 13 Wednesday evenings of live outdoor music throughout June, July, and August, rotating between Sidey Hollow and Esophia Rents Memorial County Parks. Concerts run from 6 to 8:30 each Wednesday night. Food and beverages will be available for purchase. Bring a chair or blanket and enjoy the music. For more information, visit VernonCountyFriends.org or follow on Facebook. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking qualified stakeholder applicants to serve on the Beaver Management Plan Committee. The DNR invites organizations with an interest in beaver management to visit the Beaver Management Plan webpage to learn about the required qualifications, read the committee's charter, find application materials, and apply for a seat on the committee. Applications will be accepted until June 20th. The purpose of the BMPC is to provide input to the DNR while it develops an updated beaver management plan. 10 committee seats will be made available by application to interested stakeholder organizations, which will represent a variety of interests regarding beavers in Wisconsin. Representation on the committee will include organizations that represent trapping, fishing, and cold water, wetlands and habitat, environmental, conservation and education, and agricultural. One additional stakeholder seat is available for a qualified organization or individual with a unique perspective on beaver management that does not belong to the broad interest groups mentioned. Additional seats on the BMPC will be reserved for staff from the DNR, the federal government, the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, and Wisconsin's tribal nations. Updating the beaver management plan will occur through 2026 to ensure enough time for public participation and incorporation of the most recent scientific data. Forming the BMPC is the first step in this process. In the coming months, the DNR will hold a public input opportunity to gather feedback on the future direction of beaver management in Wisconsin. Later in the process, the DNR will release an initial draft of the beaver management plan for public review and comment. Staff will digest the collected input and make necessary edits to create a final draft. The DNR will then take the final draft of the plan to the Natural Resources Board for approval. As summer gets underway, the Wisconsin State Patrol urges motorists to avoid dangerous driving behaviors and prioritize safety on the road. Reckless driving often includes more than one of the following: speed, improper lane changes, distracted driving, and erratic or aggressive behaviors. The Wisconsin State Patrol's June Law of the Month reminds motorists that reckless driving is a hazardous to everyone on the road. In 2024, 138 people died and 3,084 were hurt in 5,642 reckless driving crashes in Wisconsin. Two out of three of these crashes involve speed or distracted driving. Anything that takes a driver's attention off the road is dangerous, including using a cell phone, adjusting the radio, eating, putting on makeup, or attending to pets or passengers. In 2024, there were 9,068 distracted driving crashes in Wisconsin, resulting in 44 fatalities and 3,530 injuries. Speed continues to be a major factor in crashes across Wisconsin and is a prominent reckless driving behavior. In 2024, there were 16,572 speed-related crashes in Wisconsin that resulted in 170 deaths and injured 6,567 people. Wisconsin, like many states across the country, is seeing a trend of speeding and other reckless driving behaviors. For the past 5 years, the State Patrol has issued more than 1,000 citations a year to drivers going over 100 miles per hour. This number more than doubled in 2020 and has remained high since. Speeding makes your vehicle harder to control and stop in an emergency, often causing more serious crashes and injuries. Wisconsin state law imposes strict penalties for reckless driving. First-time offenders face fines of up to $400. Drivers responsible for crashes resulting in serious injuries may face up to 6 years in prison and fines up to $10,000. The tragedies that result from reckless driving are preventable. Drivers should always follow posted speed limits, avoid distractions, and be patient on the road. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:33. Today's vital statistics are next.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency.
Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
WRCO News Time is 12:36 on this Monday, June 2nd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Matthew J. Griffith, 37 of Muscadet, died Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, fox racing, and fishing hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew Griffith is survived by three sons, Ryan, Walker, and Kyson Griffith, a brother, Christopher Griffith, girlfriend and mother to Walker and Kyson, Peyton Gunlock, mother of Ryan, Amanda Van Allen, aunts, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Matthew J. Griffith, 37 of Muscadet.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service. Plus, get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Laverne and Jolene Coy, Paul and Jean McManaway, Dave and Aaron Kepler, David and Kieran Williams, Steve and Amanda Olson, Russell and Ann Spiegel, Jerome and Susie Bischoff, and Jared and Libby Roan. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Hazy and mild out there today. That's the story. Going to get kind of breezy as well as the gusty south-southwest winds pick up ahead of a cold front which stretches across the northern plains. There are some showers with that in Montana, parts of the Dakotas, and northwest Minnesota. Those showers and storms could get severe in western Minnesota later today. And over Wisconsin, there is a small chance of a severe thunderstorm tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. Right now, the best chance will be in southeast Wisconsin down into parts of Illinois, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation. Even if the severe weather doesn't hit us, it certainly looks like we'll get a healthy rain out of this, most likely at least a half inch to an inch or so with some localized heavier pockets. Should be good for the lawns and fields out there. It looks like beyond that, we'll have a quieter day for Wednesday with high pressure building in, nice temperatures and low humidity. Thursday should be quiet as well, but the next storm system coming in from the southwest Thursday night into Friday with a chance of showers. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Hazy sunshine, breezy, and fairly warm as temperatures shoot up into the mid-80s. South to southwest wind 10 to 20. Partly cloudy tonight. We hit 65. And tomorrow mostly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, especially by midday. High at 77. South wind 10 to 15 becoming northwest. On Wednesday, partly sunny and comfortable. Low at 54. High 77. Thursday should be nice with a mix of sun and clouds. Low 53, high about 79. Chance of showers coming up late Thursday night. And Friday cloudy with intermittent showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm. Low in the mid-50s, high near 72. Saturday partly cloudy and pleasant. Low 53, high 76. Sunday partly cloudy and mild. Highs in the mid-70s. Chance of a shower by late Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently 81 degrees in Richland Center with hazy sunshine. After a high yesterday of 77, our low this morning was 44. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 81. The record high for this date set in 1934 is 100. The record low, 35, was set in 1966. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 59. Sunset tonight will be at 8:36 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:23. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 5 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.94. Relative humidity is 41% and no precipitation to report. With hazy sunshine, it's 81 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Tips for passing the farm on to the next generation. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Like pretty much everything else in the world, there are right ways and wrong ways to plan a farm transition. Mike Downey is an Iowa farmer who works in transition planning for an Illinois company called Uncommon Farms.
In the next 10 or 15 years, it's estimated we're going to see the greatest transfer of farm wealth our country has ever seen. When you look at the amount of wealth currently held by the baby boomers and the silent generation ahead of them.
Downey says pulling off a proper farm transition is not easy.
Only 30% of farms make it to the second generation. Of those, only 12% make it to the third, and then 3% to the fourth.
Still, says Downey, it can be done.
Successful farms that transition focus on succession first, then their estate planning or their tax planning. They identify and train their successors early. They determine what is fair and equitable. They 100% commit to communicate, they work with a team of advisors, and they take timeouts.
Downey offered a ton of transition planning info in a recent webinar put on by the American Society of Agricultural Consultants. And there's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Cool and wet conditions have led to some plant disease issues. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A plant pathologist says Wisconsin has its first confirmation of striped rust in wheat for the 2025 growing season. Dr. Damon Smith with the University of Wisconsin told Brownfield there was already some head scab and farmers should scout for striped rust.
We did have some striped rust epidemics last year in the state, so we are concerned about that.
Smith says striped rust was found at a research plot at the University of Wisconsin's Arlington Research Station Friday. He says wheat in this field is currently at the Feeks 10.4 stage, with a head three-quarter emerged, and will receive a fungicide application this week.
Fortunately, whatever fungicide they choose for their head scab application will also take care of the striped rust situation.
There are also confirmations of striped rust in Michigan, Kansas, Oklahoma, and in Ontario, Canada. Farmland values have been softening. That includes the Delta region. Ashley Arrington with Ag Resource Management says that's consistent with what's been happening in the Midwest.
In the Southeast, we're starting to see a slight drop to, and when I'm saying slight, it's like 1% to 2%. All the appraisals that I have been getting back have came in as expected. And you say, okay, well, how is that softening? Well, as expected, they were coming in a lot higher than expected.
Arrington says she expects a slightly lower trend to continue for at least the rest of this year. A market analyst says active trade negotiations could weigh on U.S. cotton and rice prices in the next few months.
The trade deals are going to be much more important this year than prevent plan on price.
Jody Lawrence with Strategic Trading Advisor says the U.S. cotton industry is watching for a trade deal with China.
anybody in Southeast Asia that wants to process U.S. cotton, they would have to repatriate that cotton. And if that were to happen, you could have a massive run on July cotton, and it would go over into all of the months.
China has recently made some larger purchases of U.S. cotton, but Lawrence says unless trade negotiations go favorably, China is not expected to continue that high-level, week-to-week business. The Southern Illinois agronomist says delayed planting caused by persistent rains could result in some acres shifting from corn to soybeans. John Pike tells Brownfield,
I don't really look for a lot of acres to be switched. Now, in some neighborhoods, it might be pretty significant, but I think all across the region that we'll hang in there pretty well with what plans were supposed to be at the beginning of the season.
However, he says more rain forecasted this week could change that scenario.
Anybody that's delayed past the 5th to the 10th of June, if the weather keeps not cooperating, that there'll be some acres that'll shift.
He's still optimistic about the growing season. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Direct cash cattle trade and cash hog business are quiet at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start as buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices weren't established this morning. Significant trade volumes not expected before Thursday or Friday. Last week, Southern Live Deals had a range of $215 to $223, mostly $221 to $223, $2 to $3 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Northern dress deals range from $360 to $376, mostly $370, which was $8 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers were steady to $4 higher and heifers were $3 to $8 higher with spots of $10 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for all weights and classes of steers and heifers. Decent rains have brought much relief to the grass conditions across the state. Medium and large one feeder steer, 751 to 792 pounds, brought $320 to $339. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 816 to 849 pounds, brought $281 to $297.50. Box beef was mixed at midday with light and moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 20 cents at $3.6614. Select is 80 cents higher at $3.5745. The cash hog market has struggled with consistency lately. Business has had its ups and downs, and processors work to move needed numbers. At times, they're moving big numbers at much higher prices, while other days, there are minimal runs at lower prices. Demand remains crucial. The industry continues to monitor China's buying habits. There's optimism domestic demand could see a boost with the return of summer grilling season. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $97.79. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $69. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $59. Barrels and gilts were steady at $54 to $64, and pork values were about steady at midday, down just a penny at $107.21. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Scouting for weeds. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Corteva Market Development Specialist Ron Geis says it's important to scout for weeds after post-emergence applications of Enlist herbicides. He tells Brownfield it allows farmers to determine not only if their current weed control program works, but also if there are signs of resistance developing. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like popcorn at the movies. The old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
Agriscience Market Development Specialist Ron Geis says while growers understand the importance of scouting for weeds before spraying, it's just as important to scout after.
I think it's important to stay vigilant on these fields, number one, to make sure that you get the weed control that you expect. Number two, to monitor any crop responses. And then, say, number three, to scope out any problem areas. Now, the things we need to help keep on top of are things like weed resistance or weed shift problems that you might have. I am going to say, if you think you see what might be weed resistance, don't panic, but do plan, because we also have to understand sometimes the amount of time that it takes for weed control products to work can really vary. Some of the more contact materials, you'll see results within 24 to 48 hours, where some of the systemic products, because they go down to the root system and essentially kill off the root, that plant sort of has to starve to death. That might take a week or 10 days before you start to see results.
For season-long control, he recommends an integrated approach.
So things like cover crop, using good pre-emerge herbicides, using good residuals that overlap each other, those are part of a real good plan. Specifically when it comes to post-emerge weed control and post-emerge performance, say specifically soybeans, that will center around the Enlist herbicide. And Enlist, we always want to see a second mode of action to help control broadleaf weeds, to help keep the weeds off balance. And that would typically be like a Roundup or a Liberty product. And we also want to see a residual program in with that. And that's where we'd recommend that Inversa get in added. It's a new residual product that we add to our Enlist in soybeans. In corn, that same approach applies, where we want to use multiple modes of action with contact and residual. And we're introducing a new product, Cairo, into the corn market that combines three modes of action to help keep the weeds off balance. It has built-in contact and residual. And then, of course, the Resicor Rev, which is a new formulation of Resicor this year, to do the same thing. Keep the weeds off balance, combine that with glyphosate, and you've got a complete program to keep things clean through harvest.
Visit Corteva.us or Enlist.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Soybeans are down, corn is mostly lower, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today, seeing spillover pressure from bean meal and reacting to increased trade tensions with China. U.S. planting and development conditions do look favorable in most of the United States. July beans are down 7 at 10.34 and 3 quarters. August is 8 lower at 10.28 and 3 quarters. July bean meal's down $1.30 at $2.95. And adding to the pressure in the soy complex, July bean oil's now down 55 at $46.34. Corn's mostly lower. It's watching U.S. development conditions with rain in the near-term forecast for parts of the region. Could be some severe storms in the next couple of days, though, too. Early second crop harvest activity is getting underway in Brazil. July corn's 3.25 lower at 4.40 and 3 quarters. September's down 3 quarters at 4.22 and a half. And wheat is up but below the session highs. It's watching weather in the United States, Canada, China, Europe, and the Black Sea region. There's also support from recent escalations in Russia's war in Ukraine. July Chicago's up 5 at 539. July Kansas City's 7.75 higher at 541. July Minneapolis is up 2 at 627.5. Live and feeder cattle are sharply higher, optimistic about this week's direct business. This week's show list does look mixed when compared to last week, and box beef's mixed at midday. August live's up $1.70 at $211.05. October's $1.60 higher at $209. August feeders are up $3.07 at $301.90. And hogs are higher on short covering. Pork was down a penny at midday. Cash business is steady but quiet. July's up 17 at $105.10. August is 92 higher at $105.95. Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with Tim Tech Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale last week. Large squares topped at $235 a ton and large rounds at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Toy tractors, neon lights, tools, antiques, boats, mower, trailer, and much more. Online only auction ending June 11th at 6 p.m. Soft close. We have a farm machinery auction coming up. If you have farm machinery you're looking to liquidate, give us a call. 608-723-4020 or go to www.timtechauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
What is food fraud? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Food fraud is the intentional deceptive practice in the food industry to mislead consumers and producers for financial gain. John Spink is the director of the Food Fraud Prevention Academy and has been conducting research at Michigan State University.
Either putting something in it, diluting it, changing the country of origin, or even things like less weight than is supposed to be in there.
He tells Brownfield it can have wide-reaching impacts to all elements of the food supply chain.
In the broad scale, you've got the local folks. Let's say that a artisan producer of product, they would worry about food fraud for a couple things. One is they make their unique Michigan beet, and they sell it at the farmer's market, and it's a quarter of their family income. If someone just cheats that and just gets something from a national chain store, then they're not able to sell that product. The other side of that is the volume. Say they're selling beets, that they're selling the exact product in the weight that's exact, and their neighbor's selling it with a truck that's loaded with lead and actually getting away with only selling 90% of the load. So they're getting cheated. And then a side of that people don't think about is let's say a farmer or artisan as a consumer, that they're getting processed chemicals, seeds, fertilizers, things like that might not be exactly what they think they are.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.